This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 2020 edition of the GameScoop 100 Question Challenge, which has become a bit of a tradition around our Thanksgiving holiday, a feast of video game 20 questions. I have set up a gauntlet of at least five games, and your Omega Cops, your Goose Camp counselors, will have 100 questions to guess them all. And of course, those said panelists are Tina Amini.
You meant co-op mages, but you're okay.
What did I say? Omega Mages?
You said all the other ones. Oh, sorry. Except our this year's Halloween costume.
That's right, the co-op mages. Sam Claiborne.
Hey, everybody. I want you to go ahead. Keep on introducing, sorry.
And Justin Davis.
Hello.
I thought I was the last one, but I wasn't. Then I realized that. I like how everybody's in their autumnal colors for Thanksgiving. I'm wearing a winter jacket because it's getting chilly. And starting to feel a little bit festive.
Yeah.
Yeah, except we should have changed shirts for this episode, but it's okay.
Let's not put out the other episode.
I put mine inside out.
Now that we've established where we should be paying attention to our clothes, we can just not put out the other one.
I'm wearing the autumnal color of black for my Neo Geo.
Cool.
T-shirt. Well, you know, these questions aren't going to answer themselves. Let's get right into it. 100 questions begins right now. Our first suggestion comes from Peter from Barrington, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Let 100 questions begin.
We didn't go over any ground rules. Like, can we pass? Sorry. Can we come back to it?
Yeah. So, like, you know, let's say you guess, you have 100 questions to guess five games. Let's say you guess the first one in five questions. Now you have 95 questions left to guess all the others. Of course, if you find yourself moving beyond 20 questions or ever how many, and you feel like you're nowhere near the answer, yes, you can pass and move on.
And what do we win? What happens if I just leave?
No one can stop you from leaving.
Someone will at you.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for the satisfaction of a game well played.
Okay.
Okay. Yay.
So let's
laugh in the background. I would like the record to show.
Yeah.
Let's the question.
I thought it was funny too. All right. Did this come out before 1990?
Yes.
Pass.
Is this a license game?
No.
Did this game come out on the NES?
I don't think it ever did.
Okay. Was this an arcade game?
No.
Is this a platformer?
Is it a platformer? No.
Did this come out on PC?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it a text adventure?
No.
Is it a graphical point and click adventure?
Not in its first iteration.
Ooh.
Is it,
Justin got real excited.
Is it an adventure game?
What does that mean?
You probably wouldn't put it in the adventure category, but you do some globetrotting.
Damon, do you know what game you're talking about?
It's Carmen Sandiego. You do globetrotting.
Yeah.
Do you
that came out on NES.
Is this a children's game designed to educate you about different world flags and cultures?
And geography.
Yes.
Okay.
What was the name of the band? The Rockapella at the start of every episode of the show.
Yeah. Is this Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Yes.
And I asked it in the form of a question. We've had that game before and we were stumped by it. So I'm really happy we got it this time.
Are you sure you had that one, or were you thinking of Oregon Trail? Yeah,
I think Jared was on and it was prolonged. That came out on NES in an interesting way. It came in a big box because it requires a book.
Yep.
I think
I had that book. I had that game and on the PC and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
That was 1985 for the original.
Man, it seems so early.
I learned to read. That was the game. Like, everyone talks about playing Final Fantasy or whatever and helping them learn to read. I remember learning words and looking up words from Carmen Sandiego.
All right, that was 11 questions.
No, it wasn't.
Not bad.
It certainly was. 89 questions to go. 89 questions to go. Yeah.
So what, we just have to go again? We just keep going?
Yeah. It's the gauntlet. Okay. Next suggestion comes from Tim Macareth. Let's go.
All right, Tim. Is this from before 1990?
No. Whoops.
You can't
I'm counting on my computer now. That's what we're doing.
You can't say let the questions begin. Let the questions continue. Uh-huh.
Yep. Let the questioning continue.
After 1990? Was this game released after 2000?
Yes.
Continue on the date range. Is this in the current? No, wait. I can't say that anymore. Is this in the last generation of consoles? Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Did this come out on Switch?
No.
Oh. Okay. So
Is it a platform exclusive?
No.
Okay. Is this an indie game?
No.
Was this game developed in the United States?
Yes.
Did this publisher have a press conference at the last E3?
Hmm. We haven't used that one in a while.
So E3 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, that's good.
What did you have, Tina?
It could be.
I forget. Wait, it was in a press conference?
They did have one.
Oh, it's series, I think, is what you had, right?
Is it part of a series?
Yes. That's 20 questions.
It's Doom. Or many other games. I don't know. Do we want to narrow it down by publisher? Like, is it a Bethesda game?
Yes.
Wow. Is it a first person shooter?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Aw. Well,
is it
I mean,
RPG?
Yes.
I was thinking it might be Skyrim, Fallout Shelter, right? But it sounds like it's like a Skyrim or a Fallout 4. No, Skyrim's not last generation. It has to be Fallout 4. I mean, they could have done other...
Well, but Skyrim released on the last generation, and Skyrim's on the Switch, and this game's not on the Switch.
Yeah.
So it's not Skyrim.
Yeah.
Is it the Fallout series?
Yes.
Is it Fallout 4?
Ooh, I didn't think of penalties for guessing wrong.
See, we'll just say no. I think it's...
Why is it wrong?
I think it's Fallout Shelter.
We'll just say that's wrong. So no.
Okay, my mistake.
Not Fallout 4.
I jumped the gun.
All right, so we move on to the next game.
No, I think it's Fallout Shelter, and then it's one more question.
It's Fallout 76, probably.
Oh, Yeah, I'm a dummy. I forgot about that game.
We get more questions?
We burned a question by guessing the game wrong, and then we get to keep going.
Oh, there's no punishment at all, then. Is it Fallout 76?
Yes.
Well, sure the punishment is you lose a question, I guess.
Yeah.
You can lose two questions, Damon.
That puts you at 26 questions. I would have had to have laid those rules out ahead of time.
So. I agree, but for the future.
I downloaded, I spent like 120 gigabytes downloading Fallout 76 onto my Xbox Series
right.
X. It's a part of Game Pass, and I should, hey, people say the game's good now, so I downloaded it. And then it says you need to log into your Bethesda account, and I put in four or five or six different passwords, and none of them worked, and then I deleted the game.
Cool.
That's like cool. Damon's experience with Assassin's Creed, although he ended up playing it.
Well, it's like my computer was all the way... My computer was up, up here in my office. And I'm like, I'm not going up two sets of stairs to get my computer and reset my Bethesda password. And just to log into a game I don't even really want to play. Give me a break.
Justin problems.
So, two games down and 26 questions down.
We're doing great.
Averaging 13 questions per game.
Oh, look at you. Fast math.
Fast math. Fast math Hatfield is what they call me.
26 divided by 2. Everybody watch out.
You can keep it up. Just you wait.
Yeah.
We'll the next one fast. Comes from next one comes from Dorian of Idaho.
Huzzah.
Let the questioning continue.
Dorian Let and Idaho are almost anagrams of each other. I'm really hung up on that right now. All right. So let's go with, did this come out before the year 2000?
No.
Did this game come out on the Switch?
No.
Aw.
I love it's that being our bookend.
I feel like Damon's trying to like pepper around like, oh, give us an old game, an old PC game. Like a new game, like my gut check is that this is probably a handheld game.
Do you want to ask if it's Fallout 4?
I almost ruined things for us. What if that just ended the episode? Yeah.
That's hard mode. Does this?
I wish the listeners could hear Borba laughing. It'd be like a laugh track to the podcast.
It's a hearty laugh.
Yeah,
it's like a ho ho ho.
Yeah,
I like it.
Okay.
Does this game have shooty guns in it?
If they do, they're not to be taken seriously.
Sure.
What?
Does this game have realistic graphics?
No. That's 30 questions.
We did the it's not on Switch thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I could have thought like Splatoon, those are guns you don't really take seriously.
Mm-hmm. It's just... They're water guns, ink guns.
Does Portal count as guns you don't take seriously?
He just said it doesn't have realistic graphics. So I think Portal would count as not taking seriously guns, but it's not going to be Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cel shaded?
No.
No? Okay. Mm.
Is this game released on a handheld console?
No.
Oh, I was wrong. My theory torn to shreds.
Does this game have pixel art?
No.
I give up on the art quest.
It's not art quest.
What do we know about this game so far?
Very little.
We know it's not Fallout 76, probably.
Uh-huh. So it's not before 2000s. It's not on Switch.
Mm-hmm. It's not handheld.
And it doesn't have realistic graphics. And
or cel-shaded graphics or pixel art.
And it's probably not anything to do with guns. And it's probably goofy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be like Kingdom Hearts or some garbage like that.
Some garbage like that. Oh, my. I don't want to even field those emails.
Should we say if it's like for kids?
Yeah, that's good.
Or like kid appropriate? Is this a kid appropriate game?
Yes.
Cool. I'm thinking you're like little big planets and Overcooked and stuff like that.
Is there a mascot in this game?
Yes.
Or for this game?
That's 35 questions.
Is this game a platformer?
No.
Okay.
Is this an indie game?
Not Crash or anything like that.
Is this an indie game? No.
I mean, I guess that doesn't go with mascot. Is this a Nintendo published game?
Well, it's not on Switch. Oh, but it's only after 2000.
Yeah. Okay. So is this a part of the Mario series?
What's the Mario series? Are you thinking like Super Mario specifically?
Yeah, it's a popular series that started with Super Mario Brothers. What do you want to know?
I want to know. I want to know.
It's like Smash Brothers part of the Mario series?
Yeah. Is this part of the Mushroom Kingdom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's probably Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a Donkey Kong game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. I guess we should figure out, I don't even know where to go. Who's the star of this game? Do you play as Mario in this game?
You can.
Okay, so it's like a Mario Party, Kart, or Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
That's 40 questions.
Or sports.
Spore?
Is this a game where you're racing around in karts?
No.
Is it a Mario Party game?
Yes.
Which ones are there?
Well, there's 1 through 10.
Yep, but it's after 2000, and it's not on the Switch.
And there's also Super Mario Party.
Is this like Mario Party 6? Like, that's mean.
I can figure this out. I know them all. Was this on Is this a Mario? Yeah, we can. Is this below 5? Did this come out before Mario? Did this come out after Mario Party 5?
No.
But 1, 2, and 3 are on the N64, and they came out before 2000, right? Or maybe only 1 and 2?
Yeah, 2 and 3 probably came out after.
Is this the fourth game in the series?
No.
Is this a numbered Mario Party game?
Yes. Okay. That's 45 questions.
It's not 6 or higher.
It's
1, 2,
3, 5 or higher. Or 4 or higher. Isn't it 1, 2, 3?
It sounds like it's 5.
The way we phrase the question is 5. Is it after 5? And Damon said no.
Oh, I see.
And then you asked if it was 4.
I can get this in two questions.
So it could be 1, 2, 3, 5.
Yeah.
It can't be 1.
I can get this in two questions. Did this come out on GameCube?
No.
Okay.
Then it's 3.
So it's 3.
Yeah. Is this Mario Party 3?
Yes.
That's so mean. Oh, he's got the B-roll queued up.
Yeah.
How many did we get that one in?
Borba has the answers. That particular question, I don't know, but you're at 47 questions now. But
we got it.
You have more than half of your questions left, but only 2 games left. So you guys are doing well.
Okay. Let me get that.
Mario Party 3 came from Dorian of Idaho. That is a 2001 N64 game. And you might have gotten tripped up. It was not developed by Nintendo. It was developed by Hudson Soft.
Yeah, of course.
All right, we're in the back half of 100 questions. The fourth game comes from Chris
Hudson.
Chris, let the questioning continue. 52 questions left.
Was this game originally released on a cartridge?
Yes.
Is it on Switch?
No.
Is it a licensed game?
Yes. That's 50 questions.
Yay. Okay. Was this game originally released on a 16-bit cartridge?
No.
Is this on the NES?
Yes.
All right. Is it based on a movie?
No.
Okay. Is this based on a TV show?
Yes.
Man, he got us with Jeopardy almost, so. Gotta remember.
Oh, yeah. Justin, last week was Jeopardy, or 2 weeks ago.
That's so mean.
Is it based on a kids TV show?
Kids probably liked this show, but it wasn't like exclusively like aimed at kids.
So it's not like a DuckTales Tailspinny type thing.
I think well, there was an Alpha NES game, right?
No, that was on Master System exclusive. Oh. Well, it's probably on PC also. Let's see. Is it based on a sci-fi series?
No.
Well, there were Simpsons games on the NES.
Mm-hmm. Is it based on just an animated show?
No.
I just feel like we're so close to what we were when it was Jeopardy, right?
The kids don't like Jeopardy.
It's clearly Home Improvement.
Yeah. That was an NES game. That's a good guess if it was an NES game. It could totally be that. Is this based on a... I don't even know where to go with this.
We got to get the show. Like, it's not a sci-fi show, not an animated show. A show that's family, good for the whole family.
Or maybe maybe it's like Knight Rider or something, or it's like, you know, it's like a show, and like kids would have watched it, but it's not really for them.
Mm.
Is this a Daimy game?
Daimy owned this game.
Wow.
But probably don't have much interest in playing it today.
Yeah. So, was this a crummy game?
Yes.
I can't think of any. The only licensed games I can think of are, like, you know, the usual suspects, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Top Gun and
I Jaws. Thought you meant the movie Usual Suspects.
Oh, no.
That'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
Well, we'll definitely get this. It's just gonna be a bit. I don't know what to do with, like, because I always go for the sci-fi stuff because there's so many of those games. But TV show itself from the 80s?
No.
Okay, so it's Addams Family, I bet. Is this an Addams Family game?
Yes.
Okay. There's two.
Yeah.
Is this Fester's Quest? No, there's three. Sorry. Is this Fester's Quest?
Yes.
Okay. Jeez. Wow. I almost failed you.
Are you sure there are other Addams Family games on the NES?
Yeah, there's Fester's Quest. There's The Addams Family, and then there's Addams Family something something. There's a third.
But see, those came later. I think those are Super Nintendo games.
No, they're not. I have Addams Family in a box behind me right now.
Can you show me?
I can show you.
Because, like, you asked if it was based on a movie, and this is before the Addams Family movie came out.
Yeah.
So it would have been based on the TV show. You also asked if it was based on a sci-fi show, which it isn't, but the game is sci-fi because aliens have come down to Earth. So, a little confusing.
It's not in this box. It must be upstairs. I'll show it to you after the show.
Okay. But I have a feeling it's a Super Nintendo.
It's not, dude. No. I know. There's a black Addams Family box art game and a blue one. I can see them in my mind palace.
All right, well, we're at 62 questions and only one game left.
We're doing great.
This suggestion comes from Pete from Melbourne. So, let the final round of questioning begin.
Okay. Is this a Daimy game?
Yes.
Ooh.
No.
Is this after 2010?
Yes.
Ooh, does this game have cards in it?
No.
Is there a horror element to this game?
You say horror element?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That crosses off a lot of the list.
Yeah. Does this have pixel graphics?
No.
It's not a Daimy game.
Yeah.
It's just trying to sound cool.
I'm mistaken.
We said after 2000? Did we say that?
Mm-hmm.
2010. Oh, did we say after 2000?
Wait. After 2010.
I thought we asked 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
is this game on the Switch?
Yes.
Is it an indie game?
Is this an indie game? No.
It's probably... Is Splunky on the Switch?
That's an indie game.
Yeah, you're right. Is this game available on other platforms as well?
Yes.
No cards, no pixel art, not indie, Damie game. Available on the Switch.
Is there platforming involved in this game?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it a roguelike?
No.
I don't know.
Is this part of a series? Is the easiest way to ask it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we know if it's 2D? Mm-mm. Did we already ask that?
Mm-mm. Not this entire 100 questions, actually.
That's true.
Is this game played in a two-dimensional frame?
Yes.
Bloodstained, maybe. Is this game a Metroidvania?
No.
Ah.
That's 75. Brings us 75 questions.
I'm getting stumped here at the end. So, wait. Yeah. So, a 2D game that doesn't have pixel art, that's a platformer, that's a Damie game, that's a multi-platform, not a roguelike.
What did you say, Jane?
Came out after 2010.
Attention. Yeah.
Came out after 2010. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And part of a series.
Right.
Yeah. Did this series go back to the 1990s era?
Yes.
Is it
an active series? Like yes. In the, I suppose, last generation? Oh, 2010.
Yeah.
Yes.
Based on a license?
No.
I want to know the developer now that I know that's a 30-year-old series. I don't know, Blaster Master?
Mm-hmm.
That had pixel art, though. And it's not multi-platform.
I don't know if the most recent ones do either.
The new one did, the one at the Switch launch.
Could this be something that has platforming elements, but it's also another type of game? Like a brawler? Like Streets of Rage?
Maybe. We did ask, I think, if it was a platformer, didn't we?
We did. Well, I asked if it had platforming elements in it.
Damon's doing us right here at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Game made by Sega?
No.
It's not that many companies that have been around from the 30s, you know, for the 30 years and are still active.
Do you shoot guns in this game?
Yes. Yeah. I think for all intents and purposes, we should say yes.
It's probably Mega Man, right?
Yeah, Mega Man or Metroid. Do you have an arm cannon in this game?
Yes.
Okay.
How are we going to narrow down a Mega Man?
No, because I asked if it was a Metroidvania, and he said no.
No, I'm just saying, how are we going to narrow down a Mega Man game?
Oh. Well, we know it's on Switch, and it does not have pixel art.
Yeah, but it could be in a collection on Switch.
Well, yeah, but there's not that many that aren't pixelated.
The pixel stuff, yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's a good point, I guess.
But what it's is 2D. It, so wait, so is it Mega Man? I get my Mega Man mixed up. It's 2D, so it's not Legends, but it doesn't have pixel art, so it's not 1-6 or any of the X games or 8 and 9, is that right?
Maybe it is the collection.
Oh.
No, but he would say the thing about pixel art. So confused.
They made
is this a Mega Man game?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's on Switch. What am I missing here? Damon reviewed a Mega Man game, didn't he?
They made a few. Like there was Mega Man 8. There were a few others that were 2D that just didn't have pixel art.
But didn't we say remember. That this was from after 2010? So like it has to be a contemporary Mega Man game.
Yeah.
What am I missing? I guess is this a collection? Would
no.
you do that? You would never do that.
I don't think he would do that. Yeah.
So there's like, if it's after 2010,
there's a mental note, never do that to them.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, there's like weird games like, yeah. There's Mega Man Powered Up for like PSP, and then there's like There's
someone recently wrote in and suggested Nintendo Labo, but I didn't choose that one.
Mm. I mean, that, no. That's like, that is a collection. Yeah.
Why are they allowed to call the Astrobot thing the PlayStation Labo?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. Okay, you're at 83 questions.
Oh, no. It's all falling apart here, right at the finish line.
I mean, knowing it's a Mega Man game from the last 10 years is pretty good.
Yeah, honestly, you could. We have enough questions left to count them down if we wanted to. We're pretty good.
But I'm just confused about the pixel art thing. Yeah, same. That's just confusing. What could it be?
I don't know.
I'm just so... Is this game in a collection, just in general? Like, can you buy this as part of a collection? Okay, so it's a standalone game. And it's on Switch, huh? Crazy.
Yeah, I don't... I'm completely stuck. I can't think of a Mega Man game on Switch.
What are you looking up, Damon?
Nothing.
Okay. Is this a Mega Man game where you take out robot? How do I do this? Can you choose which level you go to in this game?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just a normal ass Mega Man game.
Well, no, the last Mega Man game. He's right. It's like the last one didn't have pixel art. It was called Mega Man. Which one was it? 11. Because I reviewed it. Didn't I? Or did you review it? I can't remember now. One of us reviewed it. No, the last one didn't have pixel art. You could stop time and rewind time and stuff. I'm remembering now. It was a forgettable game. Is this
that Mega Man 11?
I think so, yeah. Did this come out after Mega Man 10?
Yes.
But before 12? Which doesn't exist. You can answer my question. Is this Mega Man 11?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, 86. And Sam, I was a little taken aback. Yes, you reviewed that game.
I needed to take a break.
It clearly does not have pixel art. So now you cannot give me a hard time anymore for forgetting about games that I reviewed.
But I legitimately remembered it. That's the difference.
I remember it too, after I saw my name on the byline.
And 9 and 10 were the throwback, the 8-bit ones, right? Yeah. The throwback ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's right.
What did I give Mega Man 11?
7.5.
Oh, it was back in the point era, huh?
Yeah, this is 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. That brings me to 86. 86 questions.
That's too many questions.
Five games guessed. In 86 questions. I did have a contingency plan. There's a bonus game waiting if you want to see if you can get it in 14 questions. I know we have a little bit of time left. But I know I've also taken up a lot of your afternoon, so. Bonus round?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Bonus round. This suggestion comes from this is highly irregular. This comes from me.
Wait, what?
Let the questioning continue.
Well, then surely we have to start off with, is this a Danny game again?
Yeah. No, although I did play this game, but I wouldn't call it a Danny game.
It's probably Demon Souls.
I forgot to say, I just wanted to apologize to your young kid self for having to own Fester's Quest. That's a shitty game to have to own.
It was a Christmas gift, and I played a lot of it at the time. I didn't know it was bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same. All right. Did this game come out before 1990?
No.
Same question, 2000.
Wait, but are you asking before or after?
Before.
Yes.
90s game. Was this on a 16-bit console?
Yes.
Was it exclusive? Either question.
That was the same one. We asked the same thing, but opposite.
That's true.
No, it was not exclusive.
Okay.
Is it part of a series?
Yes.
Was it made in Japan?
Pretty sure. No, let me just double check. No, it was not made in Japan.
Could be James Bond.
Yeah. There's so many series this time. It could be Home Improvement.
One of these days.
Not made in Japan. Is it a platformer?
Yes, I think that we would call it a platformer.
Do you play as a human?
No. Ooh. And that's 95. Five questions left.
Oh no. Wow.
That came up fast.
Well, you definitely don't play as a dolphin because that was only on Sega.
It is a license game?
No. Well, I don't. Or,
we didn't
I don't know if you asked that.
Too late. We heard it.
Got him.
Do you play as a mammal?
I think Tina asked.
I didn't this time around, actually.
You play as a mammal? No.
Ooh, that's a really good question. You have to make a guess on whether you consider an alien a mammal, though.
Yeah, I know. Do you play as, like, a human-shaped thing?
No.
Like an android? Or a skeleton?
97.
You don't play as a human-shaped thing, but you would characterize the game as a platformer.
And yeah, not a mammal.
What? It could be a marble. You could be a Kirby, although they're not multi-platform.
You could be a kaiju or a robot that doesn't look like a human.
What about Rystar?
Yeah.
I think that might be a Sega exclusive too.
Yeah, I don't know what that was on. I think it's a Sega exclusive, yeah.
Yeah.
You could be an earthworm.
Ooh, that's really good. I would argue he's human shaped. legs and a head.
Yeah. Is this not a mammal? Is this a humorous game?
Yes. That's 98.
It might be
Earthworm Jim.
I don't know. Here's the thing.
Human shape is the only throw off there.
We don't know if it's one or two, and we only have one more question and a guess. So we can narrow it down to a game where you play as an earthworm.
I think he's going to choose one anyway.
Yeah, I think so too. Let's do it.
Just go for earthworms?
Yeah.
Is this Earthworm Jim?
No.
Okay.
You had one more question to ask, Wes.
Oh, my heart.
We still have it.
This is it.
Oh, that's right, because of the way we're playing.
But now we don't know if it's Earthworm Jim 2 or if it's some completely other game starring a non-mammal, non-human-shaped.
Do you think it's James Pond?
It could be James Pond.
Do we have a question and a guess?
This is your 100th question.
I think it's James Pond. It was developed in Europe. No.
All right. Let's just end it then. Yeah.
Is it James Pond?
Yes. James Pond, underwater agent.
Yes.
I love it.
Did you switch it to James Justin. Pond after we got too close to Earthworm Jim?
Yeah.
No.
I like the idea that when Damon gets to pick, there's no paper trail, so he can just
make it up on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I just decided when we talked about James Bond in the last episode, thought that would be a pretty good one.
Oh, that's right. Hey guys, everybody else, that was the last episode. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you successfully guessed 6 different games within 100 questions.
If we had asked you, did we mention the game, you would have had to say no.
Because it was Justin the last mentioned episode. It.
I mentioned it.
Justin mentioned it.
I always got James Pond on my mind.
Yeah.
But if Justin hadn't mentioned it then and you would ask me, I probably would have laughed. And then you probably would have figured out something.
Yeah. Funny.
Very nicely job. Everybody should be very proud of themselves.
Seriously.
And thank you to everyone who sent in suggestions. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com. If this is a holiday week for you, we hope the holiday is happy and healthy and safe for all of you. And we will be back with your regularly scheduled Gamescoop programming next week, first week of December. That you know what that means. If you're if you've been paying close attention, you know what we do the first week of every month. Thank you so much for listening to Gamescoop. the only video game podcast. Thank you to Tina. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Sam. Thank you to Borba working behind the scenes. My name is Damon. Oh, I forgot the other thing I wanted to say is we should, in addition to GameScoop, the only video game podcast shirt, I also want to take the Mega Man 11, whatever box art, you know, the artwork for the game, and replace the title with just a regular ass Mega Man game.
Is that one of the things we said was?
Yeah, just a regular ass Mega Man game.
That was my comment when you asked if you could do the levels in any order.
Oh boy.
Pretty good.
Also, thanks to everybody that listens. We're so thankful for you. Yep. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
And watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
It's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.